tracking sport across the southeast.
Sports Beat Extra.
And there indeed goes the final whistle. It matters not. Waterford well out of sight. They can celebrate now. The All-Ireland Minor Hurling Champions.
The Waterford Minor Hurlers lined out at Semple Stadium last Saturday looking to pick up their first Minor All-Ireland trophy since 2013, and they achieved it in brilliant fashion. Winning by a scoreline of 118 to 10 points against Clare, it was a dream come true for the Daisha side, who have gone through a period of ups and downs throughout the campaign. The self-described happiest man in Turles, Waterford manager James O'Connor, was understandably emotional after the full-time whistle blew.
I don't really have to say it. I have to just look out there, out in the middle of that field, Waterford support, grown men, grown women crying. Sure, Jesus, it's as good as you're ever going to see. For me, it's brilliant. It's a dream come true. A lot of hard work over the years finally pays off. That's what any manager, that's what any coach wants. You know, look, it's great to do the work and you get recognised for it, but you must bring home the silverware. And at last we brought it. So delighted. I'd love to be able to tell you that I planned all of this, but I didn't. I'll be honest about it. This was the team growing, you know, game after game. And finally, we've seen over the last two games what they're capable of. They're a very special bunch of players. They are a bunch of players that will have to be looked after over the next 3 to 4 years and developed and brought forward again for senior level. So, look, the future is bright for Waterford. And as a Waterfordman, I'm so delighted.
One player who's been on the radar of every hurling supporter throughout the championship was Cormac Spain, who despite picking up an injury early on, went on to play another phenomenal game.
Yeah, he got a problem from a hamstring early on. So, look, it was just about bearable for him to play. So he kept going. Look, you don't want to come off in an All-Ireland final. And I wouldn't take him off unless I really felt he had to come off. So, you know, he played through the pain. That was it. But that's what you do in All-Ireland. You know, he won't feel that tomorrow morning once even All-Ireland medal in his back pocket now. If he lost, he probably would, but he's after winning an All-Ireland now at the age of 16 or 17 years of age. That's the dream.
It wasn't a one-man show, though, as every Waterford player from the starting 15 to the substitutes that came on were a true joy to watch. In particular, the backline performance from the Daisha's side was one that didn't go unnoticed by either fans or O'Connor.
I thought all the backs were outstanding, I'll be honest with you. Some of the heroics there in the last 10-15 minutes, Tomas, unbelievable altogether. Like unbelievable defending, bodies on the line, throwing themselves in front of hurlies and slitters. Unbelievable to watch, you know. Look, they'd make you proud, there's no point saying otherwise. There's no prouder man in Turles than me, because I've seen this come true from when they were under 14 and saw him at that age and waited for him until last year and then got my hands on him and went at him full tilt in, you know, at minor level. So, look, it has been a brilliant journey, it's been a brilliant story, and it's great to have the silverware at the end.
With every winner, there has to be a loser. And despite the poor result for Clare, manager Ger O'Connell had nothing but words of praise for the young Waterford side.
Waterford got to start this, every team dreams of, you know, with the early goal and a couple of points, and you know, conditions then were tough to play a catch-up game, you know, and look, unfortunately, we probably didn't have the energy that we did against Cork in the semi-final, and I really didn't see it coming, to be honest. Boys were bouncing all week, and but look, that's a really, really good Waterford team, you know, and they're really, really good, and they deserve to win.
O'Connor, who's been in 3 All-Ireland finals over the last 6 years, says to win it with Waterford is something special.
Here's like, you know, I can show you the other side as well, and I can show you today, and you can see it for yourselves. Today, it hasn't even sank in yet, I'll be honest with you. It'll be tomorrow and the day after it'll sink in with me. But for now, look, I'm coaching 17 years. I'm lucky enough to be in 3 All-Irelands over the last 6 years. Last 2, heartbroken the last days, you know. And to win today makes up for everything. So it's brilliant to win in All-Ireland, but it's even better to win it with your own. And that's what I can dearly say on that. And to win one with Waterford, that will look, if I never win another thing again, I'm happy after today.
No bus for the semi-final, but a party bus tonight.
Yeah, look, there was no problem with buses today, I can tell you, and I'm sure there won't be any problem going home either with one, but look, it's great. Like, what an experience. Look, it has been a roller coaster from start to finish, and that's the best side of that, you know. There's going to be a great story to tell in 10 years.
The celebrations didn't end there for the minor squad, as the very next day, Welsh Park was packed with hundreds of Waterford supporters to celebrate the squad on their homecoming. I spoke to just a handful of supporters on the day, and they were over the moon.
Oh, it's fantastic, yeah. All the hard work now is paying off, and hopefully they'll bring it on to the seniors.
That's a brilliant achievement for Waterford. It's great to see the lads doing it yesterday. It's fantastic, and a great boost for the county. Like, and it's great for the future of Waterford Hurling that this team gel together and win so comprehensively and convincingly.
Oh, it was a great win. Not often we get it, so it's great.
A monumental achievement for Waterford Hurling, and what an opener for the rest of the All-Ireland season. All eyes will be on this team to see exactly where they go next, but for now it's a time to celebrate their achievement. As we heard from James and the Waterford supporters, it means the world to have a trophy back in Waterford, and it's a memory these young players will hold on to forever.
Sports Beat Extra. Beat 102-103.